A Vanderhoof, B.C., businessman and his companies have been found to have knowingly participated in dishonest conduct by a senior manager at another company. The end result? 20% liability for the fraud that resulted. Shane Leslie Braddock was a senior management-level employee of Optimal Machinery Inc., a family-owned business in Delta. Over the course of 15 years, Braddock carried out a scheme to defraud Optimal of about $3 million, according to a recent BC Supreme Court decision. The scheme evolved over time, and took on several forms. It essentially revolved around orders for industrial computer parts. At various times, Mr. Braddock caused Optimal to order parts it did not require, sold surplus parts from Optimal's inventory, and approved payments for parts that Optimal never received, reads the decision, penned by Justice Bruce Elwood. Optimal builds large and complicated industrial machines and control panels, with each project custom made to meet the needs of individual customers, at prices of $1 million to $10 million, according to the decision. When Optimal gets an order, its controls group designs the product and lists all of the parts needed, which forms the basis of the quoted price. Any additional parts needed afterwards, for the most part, come out of Optimal's own pocket. Braddock was originally hired as a manager of robotics and automation in 1998. By 2005, his responsibilities included management of the controls group, giving him the authority to order parts and to instruct employees to order parts, as well as confirming receipt of parts, signing packing slips and authorizing payments to suppliers. Braddock himself settled with Optimal ahead of the trial, leaving Elwood to decide on the case against the remaining defendants, Vanderhoof's Robert Lou Taylor and his companies, Amark Services Limited and R.L. Taylor Company. Taylor's companies weren't authorized suppliers for parts, though he did supply some parts to Optimal, and Optimal said he provided good service. Its issues came with anomalous orders and thefts found in its internal investigations. Optimal alleged Taylor and his companies were active and knowing participants in the schemes, including issuing invoices and packing slips for parts Braddock ordered. He sold parts that Mr. Braddock stole from Optimal. He collected payments from Optimal and others, paid Mr. Braddock large sums of cash and kept a share for his own benefit. He also failed to remit the goods and services tax on the payments he collected from Optimal, Elwood wrote of Optimal's allegations against Taylor. Optimal calculated losses from fraud and theft amounting to $3.4 million in relation to Braddock's orders with Taylor's companies, and another $27,406 in false GST billings. Taylor, however, denied knowledge of the fraud or theft, claiming he only acted on Braddock's word, believing him to be a legitimate supplier of parts for Optimal. He claimed to have been deceived by Mr. Braddock on many aspects of the transactions, including the source of the parts and the purpose of the payments to Mr. Braddock, Elwood wrote. Elwood found Taylor knowingly helped Braddock breach his fiduciary duties to Optimal and that he knew, from the outset, that Mr. Braddock's conduct was dishonest, even if he did not know he was participating in the fraud by Mr. Braddock. He further found Taylor committed fraud for the GST claimed in his invoices to Optimal. Elwood further dismissed a counterclaim by Taylor for five invoices R.L. Taylor Company submitted to Optimal that the latter company didn't pay after it discovered Braddock's fraud. In a separate countersuit filed by Taylor, which was not heard along with the remainder of this case, Taylor claimed damages against Braddock for fraud, breach of fiduciary duty, breach of trust and defamation. Elwood found Taylor was 20% liable for the fraud and theft schemes, for a total cost of $686,194 for knowingly assisting Braddock in his breach of fiduciary duty and a further $27,406 for fraud related to the GST claims.